And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is pulling out all the stops today at the White House for French President Emmanuel Macron.
Thank you, Mr. President, dear Joe.
Emmanuel is not just the leader of France, he's one of the leaders of Europe. He's been very outspoken and he has been very, very commanding.
There is a lot for the two men to discuss: the war in Ukraine, China, and climate change. Macron is worried about the war's effects on the economy.
We want to fix the direct and indirect consequences of the war on our economies and our people. But at the same time, we want to prepare for future generations a carbon-neutral economy, creating a lot of jobs.
There will be a state dinner for Macron at the White House tonight. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about her husband, Paul, who was attacked in their San Francisco home.
He's coming along. It's going to take a while. Head injuries are, they have an impact beyond surgery. You know, it's a big thing.
Lava from Hawaii's erupting Mauna Loa volcano is oozing toward a key Big Island highway. It connects the east and west coast. Georgia Cawley has been watching the eruption.
Well, we just really hope it doesn't hit inhabited areas and don't want people to have to deal with that with their homes and livestock and families.
Mauna Loa awoke from its 38-year slumber on Sunday, spewing volcanic ash and debris into the sky. Stocks are lower on Wall Street following a report an inflation gauge tracked by the Federal Reserve has slowed to a still high 6%. Georgia voters have cast more than a million ballots ahead of the December 6th Senate runoff between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Baseball Hall of Famer and two-time Cy Young Award winner Gaylord Perry, a master of the spitball who wrote a book about using the pitch, has died. He was 84. This is AP News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys, 404-793-0000, online at cordellcordell.com, 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fox For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A 10-year-old boy in Milwaukee is charged with homicide as an adult after admitting he killed his mother in November. He first told police it was an accident, but investigators did some more digging after relatives said they found his lack of remorse strange. Police say they found out he went online the next day and bought a virtual reality headset his mother wouldn't let him have. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a vote to end the military's COVID-19 vaccination requirement. Several Republicans are warning they'll drag out Senate consideration of a massive annual military policy bill unless they get a vote. Johnson says the armed forces are discharging too many men and women because they don't want to get the shot. In sports, the Bucks beat the Knicks last night 109-103. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
It's Thursday, so that means Dr. Mike is here to fix your life and your lineup.
Pray on their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Pray on the desperation of others.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Hello, Wausau, Waukesha, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, Oshkosh, Richland Center, and Madison tonight. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
And to everyone who is listening to this later on the podcast, everyone who's listening to this streaming, not in one of those cities. So many ways to listen to this show. So many ways to listen to all of the Civic Media shows. Welcome to the first day of the last day of the year. First day of the month of the last month of the, whatever.
That, you know well, what I mean. Yes, because, yes, today
is December, the, is December 1st.
It is December 1st.
It's officially holiday season.
Yes.
I know many people start prior to December 1st. I feel like this is a good... This is a good marker. It's like now, officially, it feels like the holiday lights can go up, the decorations can go up, the holiday parties can begin, and you can start thinking about how much food you're going to eat this month and all of your New Year's resolutions you're going to set for next month.
Just all the New Year's resolutions that you probably aren't going to fulfill anyway.
The goals.
Yes.
The intentions, whatever you want to label it as far sure. as it not being something that you can break within the first 15 days and then go, well... Back to normal.
Exactly.
Jane Van Ayer, how are you doing this
morning? Well, you made a really good point about it finally being the holiday season. That means I can officially bring out my light-up hat, scarf, and gloves that I just ordered.
You have a light-up hat, scarf, and gloves. Are you going to sort of wear that in the producer booth every day?
I may. The only thing is I haven't quite figured out how to replace the battery, so I don't want to use all my electricity up before like Christmas week.
It's probably one of those annoying ones where you have to have the tiny little screwdriver.
Yes.
Those, to get it open. Yes. It doesn't just pop open. You got to find, like, there's multiple different tools that have to be used to be able to like, change the battery.
Yeah.
So then you just throw it away. Exactly. Like, I don't know where this little tiny screwdriver is.
So I'm going to have to parse out my electric use over the next couple of weeks.
Ration it.
Yes.
Just ration it.
Yes.
It's only for special occasions. Or you could wear it and just not turn it on. Or does it not work like that?
It's not nearly as much fun.
All right. Well, coming up on today's show, Dr. Mike is back after
Yay.
A little bit of a hiatus.
We've missed him.
I've missed him. At 11:30, it is our recurring segment, Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. Let us know. Do you have a question about your love life, your career, your friends, your family? Or do you just need some advice on fixing your lineup? 844-967-2789. That starts at 11:30. And then at 12, you should remember, because every day this show starts with Hello, Wisconsin, which was from That 70s Show, which took place in a fictional town in Wisconsin in the 70s. And now... The sequel is here. Well, it's not here yet. The trailer for the sequel is here. That 90s show, which is going to premiere on Netflix in January, which is a sequel to the very successful, very loved That 70s Show,
yeah.
Is kicking off. And I want to know, because I was a child/preteen in the 90s. But for people who were actually teenagers in the 90s, what defined that decade of like quintessential Wisconsin in the 90s? Certainly Brett Favre.
Oh, big
certainly time. our back-to-back Super Bowl attendance, mm-hmm. the Pack Arena. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would love to hear from you on, I mean, I know some of the things I remember, but I wasn't a teenager. And so what will this show have to do to get it right to be quintessentially Wisconsin?
In the 90s.
In the 90s as a teenager. So we will do that at 12. At 12:30, we're talking to Ari Brown about the record amount of referenda that not only was on people's ballots last month, but also passed last month. And what that means in our lovely segment, Summarizing Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports, because only nerds read Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports. And then in the last hour, we want to know, what is the best light display in Wisconsin, in your city? Because it is National Christmas Light Day.
Isn't that exciting?
It's very exciting.
Yes.
And we'll probably talk about our Christmas light. See, you already talked to you. You have Christmas decor on your body that lights up. So Christmas lights indeed. And then finally, I found a forum that was talking about things that are totally normal to us as Americans that to people in other cultures and other countries think is so weird.
Oh, I bet there's so many.
I'm sure as someone who is married to a foreigner.
Yes.
I'm sure some of these things he's said to you. So it'll be interesting to see what these surprises people as far as this is uniquely American. So a lot of fun stuff, but the story I want to start with is not so fun.
No.
But it feels important, not because of the specific story, because I think you probably can gather that unlike some of the other talk shows, I don't always want to talk about the crime because I feel like that always gets a lot of coverage. But talking about the criminal justice system and how we do things, I think is important. As we earlier this week, we had Jennifer Dunn on here and talking about her role in the Waukesha District Attorney's Office, working with witnesses and victims, and what does that department or that program do? And so I do think it's important for us to continue talking to people who work inside of our criminal justice system. And I would love to actually maybe get someone on to explain why Wisconsin is in the place of being one of the very few states that still charges children as adults. And I just want to ask, like, how young is too young to be tried as an adult? And should a 10-year-old, no matter how terrible the crime is, ever be tried as an adult? And I think no. I think that we should be in a place where there's other resources available. And I'm not saying there's not ramifications, but it just, reading the story is just so tragic. And I think in the lead off for the news, as Terry was reading before we started the show, it made one of the headlines, but I don't even know if teenagers should be tried as an adult, but what is the point of having a distinction of once you're 18, you're an adult, if you can just add the caveat of unless you do something really bad, then you're an adult. And so the story is that's spurring this conversation, though I don't want to spend too much time on the details of this story. There was a 10-year-old boy in Milwaukee who shot and killed his mother in what was not an accident. It turned out to be not an accident, but he eventually admitted that he didn't really show remorse. It was on purpose. It was over. I think he said tried to shoot ahead of her, but actually shot her. But he was charged in adult court last week with first degree reckless homicide. And right now is being held in the county's juvenile detention facility. And like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on the actual details of what we know about the case. I know in the article that I read, reported by Elliot Hughes and Ashley Lutheran of Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they're not releasing his name. They're not releasing his mother's name. But it sounds like this is a boy who has problems, like actual.
And has had for a while.
And so, but is this the best we can do? And it is very rare. Like, cases of this kind of violence with children is very rare. But I just this is just one of those moments where I go, like, what, like, WTF, Wisconsin? Because it's our state law. This is not a federal thing. It's our state law that requires children as young as 10 to be charged as adults for certain serious crimes, at least as to start the case. And that includes first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, and attempted first-degree intentional homicide. And I just, as a prosecutor, how do you start there with a 10-year-old?
I don't even know where to begin, because on the one hand, I don't find this surprising, because if people think that forcing a 10-year-old girl to give birth to her rapist's baby is not a big deal, I can see where the same people would think that sentencing it, you know, trying a 10-year-old as an adult makes sense for them.
For a terrible crime.
For a terrible crime. On the other hand, we don't have places to treat these people. We closed all of our mental health facilities in the 80s under Reagan and went to the neighborhood-based models for treatment because we closed our mental health facilities. And I have seen documentaries, this is from a number of years ago, about parents of severely autistic children and the challenges that they have. And the one mother had video of her driving with her son, who's about 10, in the back seat with her 6-year-old daughter. And he is assaulting her as she's driving, pulling her hair, trying to strangle her, hitting his sister. And she said, I have tried for years to get help for him, and there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to go. And I have to believe that when we look at the amount of money that we just spent in this last election cycle, with so many ills we have in society, we could fix them. We've got the money.
Well, do you saw that in New York City, they're starting to do involuntary...
pulling people off the streets.
Yeah. And I haven't read enough about that, and obviously it's just starting, but in the scenarios, whether it's this young child, and it sounds like it was a single mother, and there was repeated cases, and her family stopped helping because they were like, I don't want to babysit this kid.
He's dangerous,
but where do you go? What do you do? And at least, I mean, bringing it back to the difference, but what I understand in trying to read more about this, the difference between the juvenile system and the adult system, and why 47 other states have started to move towards having more of a difference between how they treat juveniles versus how they treat adults, is because there is more programming in the juvenile system for rehabilitation. And we are, right now, Wisconsin is only one of three states that requires 17-year-old defendants to be charged as an adult. Wisconsin law also requires children as young as 10 to be charged as an adult for serious crimes. This is not something that is dictated. This is what we're choosing as a state to have be our state law. And I think that is definitely deserves a WTF, Wisconsin. If you feel like you could defend this, and I would love to hear from you. But I think 10 is too young to be charged as an adult, no matter what. 844-967-2789. We'll keep talking about this when we come back from the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 27. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Ample sunshine expected Saturday with daytime highs approaching 26. 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. As always, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. This topic doesn't feel like a party. We are talking about my dismay that in our state, 10-year-olds can get charged as an adult for very serious crimes. But that does not feel like justice to me. And this is topical because last week, a 10-year-old boy in Milwaukee was charged for shooting and killing his mother, which is a terrible story. It's tragic. And it just brings up what our state law is when it comes to how we can or choose, we being, I guess, the people, but more specifically prosecutors, child offenders. And I just think with this case, it is a time, it brings this topic up and something that should be looked at as far as changing, in my opinion.
Well, again, it seems like every time we have a mass shooting, it's thoughts and prayers and we need more help for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts and prayers and we need to focus on mental health. It's not the guns, it's mental health. So what is our collective action going to be to build some kind of structure for people with struggling with these mental health issues?
Well, and it's also, I mean, this might feel like a stretch, and so I'm nervous about even making this connection, but because, what, 2 months ago, Netflix and the Dahmer story and all of the stuff that, again, highlighted Milwaukee, but some of the either criticism or what people didn't like or people liked about what that fictional retelling of that story was gave more background on Jeffrey Dahmer and so many of the things that led to him to be, you know, the monster who did the acts that he did. But it was like parent stuff and stuff as a kid and the things that he was interested in and stuff like that. And so it's like the attempt to get children help, I feel like, before they become adults. And so it's like this kid's just going to be locked up forever.
I'm not sure what kind of rehabilitative things are offered in our youth prisons.
Well, it's not, and that's the thing, but I think that this is what I don't understand. And so the difference between adult and juvenile court, adult court carries much longer terms of confinement than juvenile court, which focuses on rehabilitation and offers more services. And so there's also more privacy protections to children and teens charged in juvenile court and allows the withholding of defendants' names to the public. In adult court, a defendant's identity is made public with the issuing of charges. So this is, I think, because he wouldn't go to, if he gets charged in adult court.
And convicted.
He wouldn't go to an adult prison, but he would when he turns either 17 or 18. But I think the charges and how the case is handled is also what changes. And I just don't know the justification for that for a 10-year-old.
What would your alternative be to it? So if you don't charge
him, just keep it in juvenile court. What's the point of charging him as an adult?
To keep him off the streets forever. Because if he's charged in juvenile court, I don't know what maximums or minimums are allowed within juvenile court. But should he only serve 2 years and then be back out when he's 12?
But I don't think he would serve only 2 years. I don't know. My mom's in town, and she said to me, she's like, what are you going to talk about tomorrow? And I told her, she's like, you sure you don't want to wait until someone to be able to talk to someone about this who is more of an expert? And I think this is probably a good topic to be able to talk to with either someone like Jessa Nicholson, who's a criminal defense lawyer, or a prosecutor, because it's certainly something that on its face feels like not to me. Like I said, it doesn't feel like real justice. When you think about, no matter how kind of like stone cold on the some kind of scale of psychopaths, sociopath, multiple, because I mean, the kid hears voices. That was part of his that he has five different people who talk to him. You know, and it just feels like such a travesty.
But again, then we have to sit down and agree what we're going to do about this collectively as a society, because tragically, this child, this 10-year-old, is not the only one who's hearing voices who are telling him things to do terrible things. And we hear the same mantra after every mass shooting, thoughts and prayers, we need to focus on mental health, thoughts and prayers, we need to focus on mental health, and then nothing gets done. And no more, it seems like that's where the discussion ends.
It's just the suggestion of.
And then we wait until the next mass shooting and we say the same things over and over again and on and on and on and on in this endless cycle.
Well, because what is it with the point? It's like, well, what's a 10-year-old doing with access to a gun? It was in a lockbox. He had the key.
He got the key.
And
for people who think that your kids don't watch you and that you're hiding things from your children, I got news for you.
Yeah.
They know where you hide things.
Well, and they potentially know how to get into them.
Yes.
Well, I know. Sorry to start it on such a heavy topic, but it felt important. I don't know. It just stuck out to me as far as not something to just ignore, since we are an outlier as a state of how we handle this.
And you made a real good point. We're gonna follow up on this and look a little deeper into our justice system here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and see who we could talk to what would have to happen if we wanted to amend this, and what's the justification for it? Maybe there's something I'm missing. All right, well, we're going to lighten it up when we come back from break. Dr. Mike is going to be here to fix your life and your lineup. If you have any questions you would like to ask the doctor, please let us know. 844-967, which I still don't have it memorized.
2789.
844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks are lower following release of a government report showing a gauge of inflation eased a bit, but is still at a high level. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and it shows consumer prices rose 6% in October from a year earlier, down from 6.3% a month earlier, but still elevated. The Federal Reserve closely monitors the index, and the number likely reinforces its intent to keep boosting interest rates as it tries to cool the economy and ease the worst inflation in decades.
We need to raise interest rates to a level that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
But Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the Brookings Institution yesterday the central bank could slow the hikes when it meets in 2 weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Major stock indexes are coming off their second straight month of gains. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys, 404-793-0000, online at cordellcordell.com, 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. The Wisconsin Election Commission has agreed to postpone a massive data request for statewide voter registration lists, including contact information, until it's decided who will be the Republican chair of the Assembly Elections Committee this month. The current chair, Representative Janelle Branchon, initially requested 20 years of data in January. This is a limited version of that request. The WEC estimates it will cost over $49,000 and take close to 2 weeks to fulfill that request. Branchon expelled from the closed GOP caucus in November after her colleagues said they couldn't trust her. It's unlikely that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will reappoint her as committee chair. The information will likely still be of interest. A Marquette poll showed that 60% of Republicans surveyed are either not too confident or not confident at all in the results of the 2020 election. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
For fantasy. Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Wisconsin, this is Kristen Bry, and I just, that intro to this segment every week makes me so happy, because it's, one, hilarious, I think, at least in my opinion, but it means that my best friend of 15 years, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, an executive coach, and he specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, is here. And he helps us tackle every week. He helps us tackle topics like work and love and fitness and financial goals. But he also helps us make easy, free money on DraftKings and FanDuel by helping us with our fantasy football lineups. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, how you been? It's been like 3 weeks because I was the one who was gone.
That's great. No, I'm so jealous. Your trip looked amazing. But yeah, it's I feel like I haven't seen you all in forever. And you know, Jane and I were texting every single day, talking about football, and that was great because you know she's now a convert. So, but that kept me going. And also, Jane, I think for this intro from now on, can I just get 20 minutes of you wearing the light up hat and shirt and skirt, please? Can we do that for just a segment, please?
You got it.
Can you ration a little for me?
Sure. Absolutely. Next week, I promise you the scarf for sure.
What I love about this segment is that Michael, in his very busy schedule, always makes the effort to listen to the first segment so he can reference it when he comes on. And so it's just a...
We have family.
I love listening to you in the morning. And sometimes I even get a break around this time so I can listen to you. No, I love it. And I know we had a heady... serious start to the show today, but I think it's great you're bringing that kind of stuff up. I mean, I think it's, you know, to Jane's point about us as a society having to sit down and actually have a conversation about this stuff. I mean, yeah, what an adult idea, Jane, that we all, you know, that we have a conversation about stuff as opposed to, you know, finger pointing or making everything political. We all have to live with each other in this world. And I think that, you know, if we can have some conversations about serious things like this, how do we take care of people who need us most? How do we take care of our young people? It really shows kind of who we are as a society, I think.
Absolutely. And that's a pretty good segue, because I think our first question, and again, if you have a question for the doctor, you can text it in, you can call it in, 844-967-2789. But the question that we're going to start with is about how do we take care of ourselves in this time of year? Because seasonal depression is a real thing. I noticed even in leaving the 85 degree everyday weather for 2 weeks and coming back to Wisconsin, where it's dark by 5 p.m., it is that time of year. So our first question is, hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 29-year-old woman, and I always feel a little meh this time of year. The darker days, colder mornings, and stress of the holidays always just seem to put me in a month-long funk. I'm not depressed, but I'm tired of feeling like this every year. Can you give me some advice for fighting off the winter blues?
Yeah, I think this gets a lot of people in one way or another. And the darker skies, the shorter days. Yesterday, I had a really long day. I started working. I had to take some calls from some people in Europe. I started working at 7 a.m. And then I just worked straight through. And I was, I'm done. I'm so excited. And I got done and it was dark outside. And I was like, I haven't set one foot outside all day. And B, I kind of don't want to now. I actually feel your writer here. So I do have some ideas. I have some ideas for most people, some things that I frankly use myself and that I've read out through the years. So I've got like a list here for myself that I try to remind myself of, because this time of year, in addition to, the weather being different, our lives are really different. You got to go to parties, you have people coming to town, and you've got to entertain. And there's like so many things that like it's just a wacky, wild month, right? So I think it's important to kind of say, okay, I want to stay ahead of the curve. So it's December 1st, so let's do it. There's this great, really affordable light therapy system that you can get. The high end one is called it's by a brand called Carex, and you can get it on Amazon for like $110, and it's great. But they have other ones that are $30, $35 that just sit right here on your desk, or you can have it by your bed in 20 minutes a day in the morning while you're answering emails or brushing your teeth or doing whatever you're gonna do. It makes all the difference in the world. So you can get them smaller size for travel if you need to travel for the holidays or whatever. Highly recommend that. That was recommended to me. I didn't do it for years. Now I did it and I don't know what took me so long. Highly recommend that one. There's a lot of plans you have to do over the holidays. There's a lot of obligations. Right now, December 1st, start making plans that you want to do, right? Figure out some weekend plans. Is there a movie you want to see? Get tickets right now for the weekend. Start seeing people you want to see. There's a lot of people that you have to see and that maybe you don't want to, right? So, I mean, getting connected to folks that you want to see. And I'll even put this extra caveat on it, too. This is not a winter holiday get together with the friends. No, it's the opposite of that. If the holiday stuff is bringing you down and it makes you feel like it always stresses you out, it's an anti-holiday hangout, right? Like do things that are not winter themed or things like that. Let it feel like another time of the year. I know it's hard, especially in places like, you know, Wisconsin and Colorado, that it's hard to get outside, but move your body in some way. Even if you can't get outside, do air squats at home. You don't even need weights. Do some planks, do some push-ups, even like maybe I would do them on my knees because I'm weak. And so, you know, do some things like that just to move the body and get the blood flowing a little bit and like remind yourself that you are in fact alive and have a working body. If you want to get like more medical about it, you can take things like folic acid, vitamin B6 or B12 or vitamin D. 5-HTP is a great supplement. The other two things I'll say before I wrap up is, one is, if you feel like it is dipping into something that's more than just meh and it's really starting to bring you down and work suffering or relationships are suffering, do something to get quick professional help. Kristen and I have a buddy, Sean McBride, who works for Lyra Health. You know, hit up Lyra Health or hit up a BetterUp or TalkFit or something like that. You can usually get somebody, you know, in contact with you within the next like 12 to 24 hours. And even if it's just something to get you through the holiday season, that's exactly what they're there for. My final piece of advice is, just like Nancy Reagan used to say in the 80s, just say no. Like, if there are things you don't want to do, people you don't want to spend time with, you know, no is your best friend around these times. Just try to get yourself out of all the crap you don't want to do.
Actually, in the point that you just made about BetterHelp or some of the available mental health resources, would you also recommend 988 as far as the mental health hotline?
Definitely. Yeah, 100%. Especially if things like it feels like it's urgent in any way, mm-hmm. you know, for somebody like this who feels like I see it coming around the December 1st. I know it's around the bend and know I'm going to feel like it might be you worth, you know, 15 minutes of your time to go online and just get set up with them so that you have the app and you have somebody who's like ready to go, and you might not need them tomorrow, but you know, you might need them on the 15th when the in-laws come to town or something like that. And then it's already set up and you can just tap right into that. So I would recommend just having those things already on hand.
Cause not everyone gets to have their best friend be a PhD psychologist like I do. So,
right. I know. Full disclosure, I think I've hit you up for at least the same amount of advice.
Which is really dangerous because I don't have a PhD.
But you have a microphone.
So I do have a microphone. Definitely. That is true. All right. So moving on to my fantasy football league and my lineup. So I think since we last talked, I think I'm 1-1 or 2-1. I played 1 week and I thought I was going to win. And then my friend that I was playing that week, she had like 170 points. Like she had two players who had like monster games. There was no chance I was going to win that. So I did get a fantasy football ESPN notification that said one of my benched players is projected to outscore Hayden Hurst.
Oh, wow.
And so when you get those notifications, should you follow them? Or are they just doing that to like get you to open the app again?
Both. Yeah. Okay. They definitely want you to open the app again. But in this case, who is the benched player?
So the benched player is Higbee. Higbee over Hurst. But it's only like a 0.2% difference.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you don't have to change that one. Also, Higbee has a backup quarterback now because Matt Stafford's out. And so I think you got to play into that and sort of like wonders, even going to get the ball, they're just going to run it the whole time because they don't trust this quarterback. So I honestly think that's a bit of a coin toss. You can leave it alone if you want to. You also, if you want to, you before it's too late, you might want to see if you can get somebody else tight end that's in the free agent pool. We can try to figure that out in the next couple of days if you want to, or make a trade for something, because both of those tight ends are just okay. Higbee would have been better with Stafford, but now his situation has changed.
Mm. So I guess because we're in week 13. And so we're getting to the end, and I was looking at my projections. As of right now, I'm projected to get second in my pool. So that's doing pretty
good.
So what would your advice be as far as the fantasy football leagues are in their final weeks? Yeah. What advice do you have for people as far as what they can still do to salvage and make it into the playoffs?
Double down on stars. This is when people like make their money. Like if you have like, I think you have Josh Jacobs in your league. Did you see what he did last week? He scored like, he had like 300 yards last week or something, and like an all-time, and yeah, like double down on the start. So even if you have to, you know, trade a couple of people who are on the, who you normally bench, like you had to trade two or more okay players to get like one star, go get them now. I mean, this is the time that if the stars are healthy, if you can get Christian McCaffrey, if you can get Jalen Hurts, if you can get Patrick Mahomes, if you can get, you know, Davante Adams or Tyreek Hill, if you can do something to get one of those players, and it means that giving up a bunch of people on the bench, we're not benching anybody, or not benching any of our stars anymore, because there's going to be no bye. That's what the bench is for. It's kind of to protect you against injuries and against the bye week. But we're running out of bye weeks at the end of the year. So just get stars in your lineup and ride with them and, you know, kind of pray that they all stay healthy. But that's the way I would go. I would just go. All the people who have high ceilings, go get them. You know, forget about like value at this point. Just go get stars. So do whatever you got to do. Clear the bench and go get the big name players.
All right. Well, we're talking to Dr. Mike, and this is the segment, Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. We are taking your calls and your texts, 844-967-2789. We have a couple minutes before the break, so I think I'm going to read the next question. But if we can't get to the full answer, we can always give the answer when we come back from break. So this is a career question. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 48-year-old guy, and I've been very successful in my career in real estate investing. I have relatives and close friends who have encouraged me to channel what I know about making money in real estate into building a consulting practice. I love this idea. Most advice I get about starting a new consulting gig is to begin with friends as pro bono sample clients to work out the kinks and get testimonials. Even though I know tons of people who'd kill for this valuable free service, my ego won't let me do it. I'm nervous people will think I've lost my mind or that I'm suddenly poor and trying to make money in a desperate new way. Even though that's not true, I can't bring myself to send out an email to promote my new business idea. Can you help me push my ego aside so I can start an exciting new venture?
That's great. How much do we have? I have 2 minutes, Jane. Yeah, we can do it, Jane. How about remembering that it's been your friends and the people who are close to you that have been recommending this in the first place, right? So I think you probably, with all respect, are underestimating the people who know you and love you, right? So pardon me, lean into that. And if you don't want to ask them necessarily, ask for like referrals from those people. They think it's such a great idea. Ask them. Say, you know, introduce me to your cousin, your coworker, whoever, right? Also, remember, you know you're not broke. You know this is not a desperate act. So who cares what other people think? You know, you're nearly a 50-year-old man. Who cares? Drop the ego. And it's time to just, like, do what you actually want to do with your life. My final piece of advice here is, remember, this is not a request. This is because you sound like you don't need the money, which is fantastic. This is not a request. It's an offering. You're giving somebody advice. It's free. You're making them money. So, you know, you want to help people who you love and help people who are close to you to start off with. That's great. You're not asking for a favor. You're offering something. So if you can remember that, I think, you know, and just write up the email, have somebody, you know, your partner, or somebody press send for you and just do it. But yeah, I think the more you remember that this is something that you're trying to, you know, create some, you know, some goodness in the world, the easier it'll be for you to do it.
Very good advice. All right. Well, we are going to take our first break, but Dr. Mike is still going to be here. When we come back, we will still take any texts or calls that you have for the doctor. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's always only just a dream. She don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? It's only just a dream. When I see you travel back down that road, hey, she came back, no one not a thing. It was only just a dream. Was it she gave me? Just the way. It was only just a dream. When I see you travel back down that road, hey, she came back, no one not a thing. That it was only just a dream.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 34. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 27. Overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 48. Bright sunshine expected Saturday with daytime highs approaching 26. 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough. I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life. Hey, hey,
hey. You steady chasing that big bar, just live your life. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. This is Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup, 844-967-2789. He is here for eight more minutes, so if you need to get that question in, get it in. We have to start brainstorming, because once the season's over... How do we get you on the show each week still? Is it just Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and there is no football aspect of it?
Right. Yeah, I don't have any other talents. I certainly can't fix your car or your microwave or anything.
How about cooking, Dr. Mike?
He is a good cook.
Yeah, you want me to bring some? We can turn this into a Ina Garten situation. I'm happy to do that. Sounds great.
Dr. Mike cooks up your life and an entree.
Speaking of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow.
Well, I did. It was a reference. It was a callback. Yeah. But we have to keep, if you have any ideas as far as what else we could turn this segment into, but if also maybe it'll just be a self-improvement life segment for the other weeks of the year until we're back to September.
I think that's great. Yeah, that's great. We can take people's, if there's anything else in their mind, like when we were talking right before the election, people talking about election stress or whatnot and how to deal with certain things. So maybe there'll be things that aren't just, love, career and those kinds of things. Maybe we can talk about, how to deal with stresses like, the economy and climate change and things like that, which I've been hearing more and more about in my practice. So we can expand it.
We can expand it. And we'll make Brian Kelly make some new fun intro for you. That's still relevant.
That's great. That's great. That's
great. All right. So we have one more dating question and then we will go to a little over under. Hey, Dr. Mike, yes. I'm a 32-year-old guy living in a big city and I recently broke it off with a woman I was dating for about 5 months and it really crushed her. Although she's nice and pretty, I didn't feel like she added much to my life with regard to expanding my horizons or introducing me to interesting new people. I like her, but I never really felt butterflies per se. It's been about 4 weeks since I ended it, and I'm thinking about reaching back out to her. I haven't dated anyone else since I ended things, but I'm wondering if I'm being too picky and foolishly let a good thing go. What should I do? Should I reach back out and give it another try? My immediate reaction is maybe she doesn't want you, but wow. I will let it go.
Great. That's great.
That's my bias.
We can have, we can do that. Maybe that's what we do after the football. Because we have dueling advice, right? It becomes it's a debate show now. I like that. Short answer is no, don't back out. That's the short answer. The longer, more complicated answer is I would say, not yet, at least. It's been 4 weeks. Try not to mistake your loneliness for love lost, right? And it sounds like you remember that it wasn't adding that much to your life. That's okay. A lot of people are nice and kind and pretty and all those sorts of things. But if it's not exactly what you want, honor your wants and your needs, right? You want to meet new people and have your horizons expanded. That's great. Try to find somebody who can maybe do that. So I would spend some time getting back out there. It's just because it's December and cold. Don't reach back out to somebody you just broke up with.
It's cuffing season.
It's cuffing season, yeah. So go find somebody new to cuff with or a few folks, knock yourself out. But I do think if we want to investigate it in the future, fine. But yeah, get out there, date a couple of people, let the holiday season go by. And then as Kristen said, if you need to reach out in 6 months or something like that because you honestly miss her, see if she's willing to have you back. But she sounds like a nice, kind person, and you already crushed her one. Let's not do it again quite in a month.
Boy, and trying to reunite with her right before Christmas, Dr. Mike, doesn't that just imply a lot to do this right before the holidays? You're really setting her up for a big push off the cliff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Jane, you're right. That's a firm no, not from all three of us. Don't do it, sir.
Please do not. For everyone's sake, do not do this.
Don't do it. It's fine. There's a lot of people out there for both of you, and hopefully she'll find somebody who appreciates her, and you'll find somebody who, you know, checks all those boxes for you.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's move on to some free money on FanDuel. All right, we're going to start with over-under. Tonight is Thursday Night Football. On FanDuel, Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, has a betting option set at 1.5 passing touchdowns. Dr. Mike, will Josh throw over or under 1.5 touchdowns tonight versus the New England Patriots?
Hammer the over on this.
Hammer. I know he was very good against the Packers. I remember that. I don't watch a lot of Buffalo Bills otherwise. Like I usually watch the teams who were playing us. I remember he was very good.
He's good. Yeah. There's not always tons of fireworks on Thursday Night Football as far as scoring is concerned, but he's really good. Their defense is just okay. And he's going to get at least one to Diggs. He'll get one to somebody else. Yeah. I have all the faith in the world that he'll blow up tonight. So yeah, hammer the over on that. You know, 1.5 seems low, so get it while you can.
All right. Now let's move on to some bets on games using the point spread. This year has been wild with underdogs covering the spread for nearly 60% of the time. With that in mind, if we were to bet on an underdog to cover this week, who would you target?
Wow. Yeah, it's been crazy. So for people who are trying to learn a little bit more about this, what Kristen's referring to is that every week it says, you know, for each game, this team's going to win by this much or that much. And that usually it's almost 50-50 that a team covers because Vegas is very good. So, but this year, the underdogs have been either winning straight out or they've been covering that spread. So the one I would go with, I think, as of right now on FanDuel, or at least this morning, when I checked, like the obsessive freak that I am, I saw that the Miami Dolphins are supposed to lose by 3.5 points to the San Francisco 49ers. I would take the Miami Dolphins plus 3.5 points. Their offense is incredible. And I think they can play anywhere. It's not like San Francisco's the frozen tundra or something. I think they're going to be just fine in SF. So I would take the Dolphins with the points to cover.
Yeah. All right. And now finally, of course, not that your record on Packers predictions is that great so far this season, but we're going to go for it anyways. All right. Aaron Rodgers has historically owned the Bears, but this has not been exactly the best year for us. So do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to own the Chicago Bears this weekend?
Yeah. First of all, whatever I say to this question, do the opposite.
Yes, exactly. That's what we've learned so far.
Do the opposite. Yeah. I'm fine with all my other things. I think I just have too much faith in Aaron Rodgers. You know, after 15 years, I just have too much faith. Yes, he's going to own the Bears.
Okay.
I think the spread is 5.5. I wouldn't give him 5.5 points, but yes, he's going to win. He's going to do his discount double check. He's going to do it.
Even with that the tough rib situation. All right.
Yeah.
We'll hold you to that next week when we do this all again, Dr. Mike. All right. This has been Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. He'll be here again next week. So if you have questions next week, you're always free to join the conversation. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Good to see you all. See you next week.
All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're going to grind up your guys at the burger meet. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you save us all some time and give up now? She's like... You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.